The storms struck between 5 and 6 o'clock on Tuesday morning. In the Providence area, a summer morning gave way to blackened skies and wind whipping through the streets. Thunder rumbled as lightning lit up the skies.
Oh yeah, it looked like a little mini hurricane. The lightning and the rain and the wind was blowing. It was like, felt like you were in Kansas again, you know. Felt like, you know, Dorothy, yeah.
Tammy Delaney lives in a quiet Cranston neighborhood. After the storm, her suburban street was littered with branches, debris, and downed power lines. Fully grown, healthy trees were completely uprooted and laid sideways. Delaney says she went outside to check on things.
Because we have a lot of trees around here, I just wanted to make sure that, you know, nothing was coming on our cars. And when I looked out, I saw that the tree had fallen on the neighbor's house.
The branches of a massive oak protrude from a gaping hole in the roof of the house across the street. The top of the trunk has crushed a corner bedroom. In the front yard, pieces of the chimney and insulation litter the grass. The 100-year oak used to stand in Gail Green's backyard.
What woke me up was the rain blowing in the window. I had every window open.
Green ran through the house, closing the windows, and when she dared to go outside, she found the tree split in half. One piece had flattened her garage.
My garage got totaled, and I was just on the phone with my car insurance because I have a 79 Corvette in there.
The car in question was bright red with a black roof. Surveying the damage from a second-floor window, Green says it will take time to sink in.
I really want to cry. It's hitting me more and more, but I just, probably by the time my boyfriend gets here tonight, I'll be ready to cry.
By mid-morning, Cranston Mayor Alan Fung was out touring the damage. Fung has been having a rough week. On Monday, a state police report sharply criticized his leadership, and now another storm has hit the city. Stopping at a brick apartment complex in the Garden City area, Fung stands near another towering tree that lies uprooted, its branches obstructing the roadway.
The intensity of storm, you know, is shown just by this tree, because what you're seeing is healthy trees just totally uprooted, and you can see just the size of this tree. So whatever hit was pretty intense, and it caused a lot of damage.
The damage also includes part of a telephone pole lying in the middle of the street with wooden splinters strewn across the neighborhood. Across the city, stoplights ceased to function on major boulevards, causing traffic jams. Fung says it reminds him of Hurricanes Sandy and Irene, which hit Cranston hard in 2011 and 12.
This damage that I'm seeing today was worse than the hurricane damage that we had a couple years ago.
National Grid dispatched crews who worked alongside city employees to clean up the mess and restore electricity. But for residents, it may take days to fully assess the extent of the damage. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.